joined by assistant coach Jason Becker. And first of all, Bex, that must feel good.
Oh, for sure. There's definitely a little bit of a sense of relief. It's nice to get back and have that feeling of celebrating at the end of 60 minutes, that's for sure.
Hard-fought effort by your team tonight as well. I threw out a tweet on Twitter saying very committed effort through 40 minutes in a lot of areas, and you expect a pushback in the third from the home team, but overall, you know, it seemed a lot of good habits were back in the game here tonight.
Yeah, the biggest difference tonight was a full 60-minute effort. It was definitely one of the, you know, we were hard to play against. We were hard on our sticks, hard on pucks, making sure that we did the little things, as you mentioned, the details were done correctly tonight, and we were rewarded. You know, there's times during this little span in January where, you know, we get a good shift, nothing happens, they come down and score. And the opposite kind of happened tonight where, you know, they hemmed us in a couple times in the second period. Our guys stuck together, and the Sanheim goal is the difference maker tonight, as we saw on the bench and from our staff, as being the turning point for this game for us.
Led right into my next question or statement. You talked about it last few games. You maybe had got a 1-2 lead, but haven't got that third. And then, you know, the other team comes down and scores. We saw that in Trail. You hit the post at one end. Blaine Keaton came down to make it 2-1. Then Trail rallied in the third. Tonight, script is different. They're buzzing, as you just mentioned. You hem the pressure, come back their way, and get a big goal on a rebound. It seemed like finally some bounces are going your way, too, here tonight.
Yeah, we talked through where Freddie addressed the group today about, you know, respecting the game and understanding what that means to the guys there. And sometimes it's you're going to work hard, bounces aren't going to go your way, and there's going to be times where the hockey gods look down on you and the bounces will go your way. And, you know, tonight was one of those nights where we did respect the game. We played it the right way. We played it hard. We were hard to play against, and we got rewarded with the 2 points tonight.
Without Mitch Mika, veteran defenseman, down to 5 regulars, I thought Garrett Ewart, when he played, was very solid in the back end. But, you know, Griffin Mendel, James Miller, I thought, you know, had a couple turnovers, but coming back after not playing for 7 looked pretty involved offensively as well and dangerous from the blue line. You had to be impressed with, you know, the blue line tonight stepping up in the absence of Mitch Mika.
Yeah, definitely another little setback for us where we get one back and lose one. So, you know, it's kind of just about what we've been going through, and it's something that it doesn't really surprise us anymore, mm-hmm. and we've just come to accept it, and we've got to use what we have. And, yeah, you're right with Garrett. He's been with us. I think this is his 6th or 7th game with us, and he continues to get better. He's definitely given us a reason to put him on the ice and a reason to keep calling him up in these situations. I liked how our group rallied. It was tough spot for Millsy to be in, obviously missing so much game time. And as much as you skate and practice or condition yourself off the ice, there's nothing quite like a game situation that you can prepare for. And we could see some of that maybe tonight where the physical aspect of the game kind of took over. And, you know, we'll live with those, with what happened and some of those turnovers. But, you know, it's just going to be him getting back into game condition and being ready to go. And sometimes being thrown in the fire the way that he is tonight and playing the minutes that he did might be the best thing for him. You know, he'll be a little tired tomorrow, but fortunately for us, we got the travel day. Guys can relax all day long and prepare accordingly for Friday night.
Yeah, James Miller, I thought, dangerous too in the first period, really commanding that puck and had a couple chances to score a goal up front. I think got a lot of depth contributions. You know, Risling, Nash, and Ripplinger were a good line. Then you had Amonte with Cruikshank and Sillinger reunited and looked like they're back to their old ways.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Ty lost some minutes there in the month of January there, but, you know, full credit to him. He was a kid that he didn't complain. You know, he took his medicine. He worked hard with where he was put, and he got an opportunity to get back with those guys that he's really familiar with, and I thought they had a really good game tonight. And I know we've talked about this last couple of road games, is our depth has to be the difference, and tonight our depth was the difference tonight. Fred was able to roll 4 forward lines. All of them were able to contribute in one way or another, be it an offensive opportunity or being really reliable in the defensive end, making sure that nothing gets through. And, you know, you got to like, especially with Riz coming back, you know, he was gone for 4 games, and he steps in and scores a big goal for us and contributes. He's the thorn in the side on against going the other team there. So, you know, real good depth showing tonight for our group, and, you know, it's going to be key for us again moving forward throughout this road trip this weekend.